G was to the right, R to the left.
Okay. Now, how was it? How did you? Did you ever do much horseback riding?
No.
Okay, horseback. What would people say to a horse to make him go?
It'd be come up.
Come up.
Come up.
Okay. Now, if a horse is already moving and you want to make him go faster, they say the same thing. What would you say to get him to go faster?
Yeah, just pull up on his line and tap him. They usually have a little whiff or something.
Okay. They wouldn't yell at him anymore.
Much more.
All right, how about to get him to stop?
Whoa.
Do you have any, was there anything that people used to say to a horse to try to get him to back up?
Well, I've heard him say, pull back on the reins, back up, back up, back
okay.
I've heard him say that thing.
Okay. How, backing him into a buggy, to get him to back into a buggy. Sometimes they'd get him to back up that way for a horse, That's why I asked that one.
Yeah.
How about a pig? When you're going to feed the pigs, how do you call them?
Pig.
Pig. You say you didn't have a sheep, but did you ever hear anybody that call sheep? How would they call sheep?
No.
No special way for that? How about chickens? When you go out to feed the chickens, how do you call them? Any special way you get the grain in here and you're just throwing it out and you're trying to get them to come up to you and you're just yelling at them?
We just never did call them. We just made always in a pen or in a yard. I just walked out there. I don't know why it's called.
You never heard anybody go chicky or anything?
Yeah, well, they would say chick.
Okay. How about if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
No, kick out the horses.
Catch up. And to put them into...
Put the harness on.
Okay, so would you ever say, I want to gear up?
No, gear up and put the harness on.
Is that the same thing as catch up?
Yeah.
Interesting. You say you lived now. How old were you when you moved into this house?
And I moved in here in 1932.
So and you lived in the house. And the house that you lived in before that was the one that burned down?
No, that's the one I was born in. I live right up front, right by my grandson's. I still on that first half right there.
Your grandson lives where you used to live?
Where I used to live.
Uh-huh. And
then the next house, brick house up there, my daughter lives there.
In the next house on?
Mm-hmm. Going up this road, toward Berea Road.
Do you know Dr. very well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's another man. I think I mentioned it to you earlier. He suggested your name, too.
Mm. And he was raised right down here.
Dr.
was? Down the road by the foot.
Does he have his doctorate in theology? Is that what it is?
I reckon so. He worked for the Progressive Farmer for years from Birmingham.
Progressive Farmer?
I reckon he worked well from the time he finished college on.
So he was worked with agricultural things mainly?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Mr. Do you know him for years?
Yeah. He was really right up here in North Chicago. Didn't know him all his life.
Well, like I said, I'll call you back a little bit later, tomorrow or next day. Maybe, is this too hard on you, sir?
No, I reckon not.
I don't want to, I know you said you've been ill and I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be as easy as I can.
Yeah, all right.
Just sometimes a lot of testy questions, and I think maybe we can meet one or two more times and it'll be all over. And I can be through with Lee County anyway, because you've been here longer than anybody else I've found so far. You're one of the older settlers here, I think. I don't know. Mr. Said he was said he was the oldest.
Yeah, he's a little older than I am.
But like I said...
Yeah, I believe he's... He said he was 74, 75, I don't know.
I'd like to talk to him, but like I said, he was out of the county for 20 years, and that's just a little bit too long.
Yeah, he was with the railroad up in Kentucky.
Yeah.
In fact, that's where he married it. His wife dumped it to you.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But when he was born, raised by when he was born.
What do you think about the way these way people talk around here? I mean, is the language changing around here? Do you think it's changing a lot?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I reckon.
The way you talk and the way you heard your folks talking, the way they talk.
Yeah, I believe it is myself.
Yeah. Well, I won't trouble you any longer. I'll call you maybe tomorrow, sir.
All right.
Should I call you in the morning or afternoon? Or?
Well, most any time. Even white ones. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right.